what I saw was, I have to say, incredibly distressing. The man came up to me. He said that, please, come, are you a doctor? Come in, my friend. He's not mentally well. He's been rocking and sleeping. He's been like this for days. He's not taking water or food. I explained that we were not doctors, that we couldn't come and treat him, but he had to try and get him to have water. But we would tell others about this case. Another man grabbed me, and he was an Iraqi. He said he fled Iraq. He showed me pictures of his children as babies, and then he showed me pictures, and they were about 5 or 6 years old. He's been there for nearly 5 years. He said, how am I ever going to get out? How am I ever going to get out? Other men came up sporting injuries from when they were removed from the naval base on Thursday and Friday. They said they'd been beaten and had sore back. And again, we had to say we weren't doctors. We couldn't treat them. But what I can say is we also met people that had been in the naval base protesting outside of the transit centre during the evenings. There is a massive mental health problem there. People are at their wits' end. They are seriously ill, and it's reported to me that many are on antipsychotic drugs. This is just huge.
So, against that background, two important things perhaps you can help us with here. First of all, the state of the accommodation that these men have gone into now, which has been a matter for some debate. The Australian government insists it's all ready. We've had evidence from our own reporters that that's not the case. The second point is, how secure are these men now? They fear that the local community doesn't want them there, that they will attack them. I mean, what's your impression?
Look, I think there's three accommodation centres. Two have been complete for some time and have had people residing in them. There's a new one that is still, I'd say 50% of a building site. We got access to it, drove through. I mean, there's some dongas that people are living in. There's about a huge excavation site. There's a toilet block with 8 showers, 8 toilets. I understand it was reported to us that 2 of them are leaking effluent. But there's no recreation area. There's no shade. So you're putting some hundreds of men into what is sort of still a construction site, which, of course, because it's a Commonwealth of Australia-funded facility, in Australia that would be illegal under ComCare and Work Health and Safety laws. And because it's still a Commonwealth-funded facility, I guess it's still illegal, but Australia's doing this now. I just really stress that it's not the facility that's the issue. The issue is that the men are very mentally ill. They're very unwell. There could be hundreds there. I just urge the government of Australia and the government of PNG to let the MSF doctors in. It's to not do so is negligent. And I think we do need teams to come up from Australia in cooperation with the PNG authorities that are professional psychiatrists and psychologists. There's a lot of damaged people up there. A lot of harm has been done.
Just to pick up the second point, I was asking them, what is the sense from the local community now? I mean, are they understanding of the position that these men are in? Are they aware that they're in this state? Is there any sympathy coming from them? Or are they still suspicious of these refugees and asylum seekers?
Yeah, no, look, we met with all players while we were there. We met with the local police commissioner, the dean of the Catholic Church in Manus, and we talked with locals themselves. I think everyone is sympathetic to the fact that these people, you know, they're refugees, they've fled persecution. And in the daytime, I think it's okay for people, the refugees, to be in the community. But I think the challenge now is that 600 people have been moved from the naval base, which is some way from the main town, Longrow, into the town. Now, that's going to be a massive imposition on the public health system there. The provincial hospital's only got less than 30 beds. It's the referral hospital. There's, you know, tremendous needs in a province of 60,000 people. It's a very, you know, very poor place, subsistence farming. And the Australian government has allowed this to happen. I mean, it just goes against every sort of rule book in development that we practice and the Australian government professes to work in partnership with neighbours. I mean, it's just terrible what we're doing.